This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukraine has begun urging residents in the capital and other areas of the country to limit electricity use as it tries to repair damage to the power grid from Russian strikes, while the World Health Organization warned that millions in Ukraine face a life-threatening winter. Speaking late Monday, the WHO's European Regional Director, Hans Kluge, told reporters the health situation for Ukrainians heading into winter is dire.
Half of Ukraine's energy infrastructure is either damaged or destroyed. This is already having knock-on effects on the health system and on the people's health. Put simply, this winter will be about survival. WHO has so far verified 703 attacks on health since the war began 9 months ago. This is a clear breach of international humanitarian law and the rules of war.
In his nightly address Monday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky urged residents in the capital, Kyiv, to conserve energy and implored residents in other hard-hit areas of the country to do the same, including in Vinnytsia, Sumy, and Odessa. Zelensky said the systematic damage to our energy system from strikes by the Russian terrorists is so considerable that all our people and businesses should be mindful and redistribute their consumption throughout the day. Meanwhile, the International Atomic Energy Agency reported Tuesday that shelling near near Europe's largest nuclear power plant, the Zaporizhia plant, had not damaged key equipment and identified no nuclear safety concerns. Ukraine's SBU security service and police raided a 1,000-year-old Orthodox Christian monastery in Kyiv early Tuesday as part of operations, they say, to counter suspected subversive activities by Russian special services. The sprawling Kyiv-Pechersk Lavra complex was raided is a Ukrainian cultural treasure. This is VOA News. Officials say the death toll from the earthquake that shook the Indonesian island of Java leapt to 268 as more bodies have been found beneath collapsed buildings and over 150 people are still missing. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
The quake sent terrified residents fleeing into the streets, some covered in blood and debris, and caused buildings around the rural area to collapse. One woman has told the Associated Press that when the quake hit, her home in Cianjur started shaking like it was dancing. Blocked roads and damaged bridges had prevented rescuers from bringing excavators and other heavy equipment to some of the rural areas to help dig out survivors. Many of the dead are public school students who'd finished their classes for the day and were taking extra lessons at Islamic schools when the buildings collapsed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Reports from the west central U.S. state of Colorado say the suspect in a shooting at a gay club that killed 5 and injured 18 late Saturday there is being held on preliminary murder and hate crime charges. VOA's Laurel Bowman has more.
Tears and candles for the 5 people killed and 18 wounded in a mass shooting at a gay nightclub late Saturday in Colorado Springs, Colorado. The 22-year-old suspect is in police custody, held under preliminary murder and hate crimes charges, according to court records. The local district attorney spoke out against bias-related crimes. Michael Allen is the district attorney for El Paso County.
Every person, regardless of who they are, have the right to be secure from fear and physical harm.
Officials lauded club patrons who stopped the shooter from causing more harm. Adrian Vasquez is the Colorado Springs police chief.
While the suspect was inside of the club, at least 2 heroic people inside the club confronted and fought with the suspect and were able to stop the suspect from continuing to kill and harm others.
Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
At least one person's been killed and 31 injured after an explosion ripped through police housing Tuesday in the southern Thailand province of Narathiwat. Authorities said a suspected insurgent dressed as an official parked a pickup truck loaded with explosives in front of the residential building used for housing police officers and their families. One police officer died from the impact of the explosion, which also started a fire that burned parts of the building and the vehicle used in the bombing. More than 7,300 people have been killed since the insurgency began in 2004 in 3 provinces, the only ones with Muslim majorities in the Buddha-dominated Thailand. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA.